What's going on, Black Kids family? Welcome to another edition of Culture Connection. Culture Connection today. I need a theme song or something. So if you have some vocal skills and if you want to record the Culture Connection theme song, be my guest. We are looking and accepting submissions no longer than 30 seconds. In fact, 15 to 30 seconds of Culture Connection jingle. And we will happily add you to the front end, the middle, or the back end of the podcast. And I'm looking forward to hearing what folks come up with. So hit us up at cultureconnection@blackisonline.com with your submission. Okay? cultureconnection@blackisonline.com, the Culture Connection jingle. Today, I'm really excited to talk about an event that I am personally working on. I am one of the associate producers of an international festival of contemporary theater called Radar LA. Radar LA was started in 2011 by a sort of consortium of artistic folks in the Los Angeles area and the New York area to bring a contemporary, multi-aesthetic, multidisciplinary theater to the Los Angeles area with a focus specifically on international work that was in Latin America, the Pacific Rim, and West Coast, and the West Coast of the United States. And I'm really proud of this festival. This year we have some extraordinary artists coming from Argentina. We have artists coming from New Zealand, and we have artists coming from Japan, and we have artists, obviously, from Los Angeles. And today I wanted to talk about a really cool group called LAPD. Now, some of you may be thinking, oh, Lord, LAPD. Not 5-0, y'all. The Los Angeles Poverty Department. The Los Angeles Poverty Department is really an extraordinary company. It's a theater company, and it's based in Skid Row in downtown Los Angeles. They were founded in 1985, and they're made up of people who make art and live and work on Skid Row. They really tell the story that you don't want to hear and that other people won't tell. They usually create change by telling the story of the community in a way that supports the initiatives of community residents. On their website, they talk about the narrative of the neighborhood to be, they want the narrative of the neighborhood to be in the hands of neighborhood people, and they work to generate that narrative and to supplant narratives that perpetuate stereotypes used to keep the neighborhood people down or to justify displacing the community. We want to create recognition of the community and its values. And their mission is simply to create performance and multidisciplinary artworks that connect the experiences of people living in poverty to the social forces that shape their lives and communities. LAPD's work expresses the realities, hopes, dreams, and rights of people who live and work in LA Skid Row. And when we first presented them in 2011, they did a piece called State of Incarceration. And it was this extraordinary piece where they talk about what it's like to be incarcerated. But what they did was they bring the audience into a room where there are bunk beds. And it's basically, the room is set up like a county jail facility. And for an hour, the audience is treated as if they're an inmate in the facility, including their served food that inmates would eat, that inmates would cook themselves. So it's funny because I remember a lot of people said they did not eat that food. And, you know, I'm an adventurous theater goer, so, you know, I went for it. But it was deep because you did have former inmates telling their story, and you were sitting on a bunk bed right next to them. And so it was really powerful to see how change can happen in a moment of a theatrical presentation, to watch people's views about incarcerated human beings and lives change, and that the humanizing of an individual who is incarcerated. We sometimes forget that, yes, people are criminals, but that's someone's baby. That's someone's son, daughter. That's someone's mother, father, brother, sister, husband, friend. And I love that LAPD is that their mission is really about, you know, dispelling those stereotypes of what poverty is and who people are who are poor. this year they're coming to the festival, and you know, usually they do pieces that have significant impact or theme, and they are collaborating with another company from the Netherlands. So this is actually a really big deal. The Los Angeles Poverty Department and Wonderbaum, they're based out of the Netherlands, they're creating a piece called Hospital. And this is a world premiere, and this is something you don't want to miss. The description basically says that two groundbreaking theater companies, Skid Row Performance Group, Los Angeles Poverty Department, and Netherlands-based collective Wonderbaum, confront the realities of contemporary healthcare in a raucous and engrossing fictomentary of love, life, money, and death. The historic Tower Theater is transformed into a simulated TV studio for the premiere of Hospital, which draws on the cliches of serialized medical dramas, as well as real-life encounters with patients, doctors, healthcare professionals, and reformers in both the U.S. and the Netherlands. With intelligence, compassion, and absorbing stagecraft, Hospital shrewdly sends up a genre-creating and hallucinatory expose of free market healthcare and seeking alternatives for its future. This is actually one of the pieces that is highly anticipated by the festival. And what's great about this is that it's taking place on the historic Broadway core of downtown Los Angeles. And the Tower Theater is one of those theaters that in its heyday was just a gorgeous theater to see movies at and to see vaudeville and live shows. And we're taking the venue and we're turning it into a theater venue again for this work. Just to give you a little information, the piece will be premiering on Tuesday, September 24th, and run through Sunday, September 29th. Now, if you buy a pass for the festival, you can get $15 tickets, but the five for $75 means you get five shows for $15 a piece, or $75 total. If not, the tickets are $25 single sale a piece, which is a great deal for fantastic international theater. So I just want to encourage people to really check out the festival. Along with LAPD, we're talking about some other great pieces. Lola Arias is the Argentinian-Chilean group I was talking about. Over in Culver City at the Kirk Douglas Theater, there's going to be three shows in rep, which are going to be really cool. True Tran and Uncle Hoda, Uncle Sam. Roger Guinevere Smith in a piece called Rodney King. And Luis Alfaro, the great MacArthur Fellowship winner in St. Jude. There's also a piece called Stardust by David Rousseff, black choreographer based here in Los Angeles. There's also another piece called You Should Have Stayed Home, Morons. That is a site-specific piece where you travel to three different locations, and that is the play. It's a traveling play, if you will. And then there's this really cool piece that's free, and it's going to be taking place at the Grand Central Market, and it's called Sometimes I Think I See You. Excuse me, Sometimes I Think I Can See You. And what happens is there are people strategically placed all over the market, and whatever they observe is what they type on their laptop, and it just so happens that the technology projects that dialogue or whatever they're typing onto a screen in which the public sees, and the entire dialogue, what's written, is all determined by the reactions of the people who are looking at it. So it becomes this really cool interactive moment where the public, there's this great intersection of art and audience, and art as commerce, art as a gift. I really hope that you'll take a chance and go see some really cool a theater. It's going to be amazing. There's also going to be performances at the Fruit Playhouse on UCLA's campus. It's going to be a really, really cool, awesome festival. The festival this year is Tuesday, September 24th through Tuesday, October 1st. I would highly encourage you to get tickets soon. Some of this stuff will sell out. And expand your mind. Don't only go see Tyler Perry. Don't only go to the movies. Don't only go to the Wilshire E. Bell. Come on down to downtown Los Angeles. Go on over to Westwood and see what other perspectives, including the global perspective, has for you. I really want to thank you for joining us on another Culture Connection. We're so honored to have you just listening even for a minute of your time, and we don't take it lightly, and we appreciate all of our supporters. Please give us a shout out. You can reach us on email at cultureconnection@blackisonline.com. I am on social media at Callie Yaley on Instagram and on Twitter at Callie Yaley. And please feel free to hit us up on our phone number. Our phone number is 323-455-4219. And as always, repeat it with me. If you have not learned this by now, shame on you. Shame on you. I say it every week. Remember to make a career out of humanity. Commit yourself to the noble struggle for equal rights. You will make a greater person of yourself, a greater nation of your country, and a finer world to live in. Say it with me. The Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And on that note, we'll see you next week. Peace. We'll be right back.